Neil with Ken. Ken Early from Second Captains. Ken thinks the Premier League shit. Why is it shit, Ken?
Well, I mean, they could have just wrapped it up a few weeks ago, right? I mean, it's, what's the point? I kind of feel like, well, what's the point of, or they just have to contractually fulfill the remaining fixtures. You know, that's, I don't think it's an ideal situation, do you?
Well, I think the standard's exceptionally high. I think you're in a situation where if you take the bottom three out of it, it's reasonable to say anyone can beat anyone. Fulham, for instance, beat Liverpool a few weeks back. And Liverpool have been the hardest team to beat. Crystal Palace just got, after rotating a couple of players, got themselves a 2-2 draw with Arsenal when Arsenal were only really down Saka. Crystal Palace are the 12th best team in the country, maybe the 13th. And Arsenal are quite clearly the second best team in the country. So I sort of want to know what you slash any constituency you may be speaking for wants from the Premier League, if it's not the feeling that anyone can beat anyone else.
Well, I don't claim to be speaking for anybody.
So what you know, you want?
Well, you take that Arsenal game last night. Did you think that was a good game?
I did. I thought the first half was especially good.
Arsenal 2, Palace 2. I mean, I guess it could be an interesting result in a different context. There was a nice goal by Mateta, but the goal was a stupid goal.
It was a stupid goal.
The type of which you see a lot, and it's like those things are just accepted now. These stupid goals are just like, well, you know, it's just the way we do things now. It's like, well, why? Why are we doing this? You know, it just annoys me. And obviously, Arsenal got the set piece and they conceded from a set piece, and Trossard got a deflection. I wasn't blown away by it. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily expect to be blown away by Arsenal against Palace, you know, in any given season. The City Villa game the previous night, a lot at stake in this game.
Again, last minute winner?
Yeah, no, in fairness, the last minute winner was a sensational goal. It was one of the best things City have done in a while. But again, I didn't really feel like there was a tremendous amount of intensity about this